frontage road to the highway, I feel strongly for the people in the front that are right backed up to a gas station. I assume, and I don't know for certain, that the gas station was there when they purchased it, and the highway was as well. And that creates a lot of noise. I can tell you that like I said earlier, we are super host, and there is truth to that. We cannot control anything more than the rules, but we call local law enforcement on our own tenants. We have their credit cards on file. They're some of the best tenants we've ever had because they know that they're bound to the rules. We can find them through Airbnb. And in saying that, that's also why some of the individuals here mentioned that they have Airbnbs. They're good investments. People take care of the property. And as he said, for us to maintain them, we are the ones on site. Our cleaners are on site. We're close enough. We're on site. You know, we want to see this be a successful part of the property. And it's no lie, it's an investment for us, and we want it to be a good one.
The property to our west is also owned by an LLC. I don't think he's here. I think his intention is to go commercial as well. I think just naturally in this area, everybody knows Thunder Ridge and Big Cedar's blueprint and footprint on this area, and its growth is just natural. All this agriculture will eventually be, you know, developed into more than just agriculture. And the rental demand for this area, given Big Cedar Lodge and all of Johnny Morris's development, support additional rentals. And these are going to be more at an affordable nightly rate.
I think, and I'm going to give you my opinion. I shoot straight. So I think you guys have given a good organized presentation. You obviously know the business. You do the business. It is A1 agriculture. And it was zoned by the county a few years ago for that reason. And part of what we look at, even though there is some commercial there, is the continuity of the area. My opinion is it doesn't meet the what would need to be met. Like the one previous, there was nothing else around it that to consider changing this. Keeping it A1, but given a conditional use permit to basically turn it into a nightly rental resort is more or less what's being asked about. 14.
We're in the works of talking about acquiring the property to our west. Would that have a higher impact on turning this to commercial, since everything around that property is commercial?
To closer to 65?
Yeah, it's under Avon Fund LLC, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to answer that other than that would give more of a buffer zone and you know, if there was a way to not use the other road if you did go that route up and around. But that, again, that's just my personal opinion. Does anybody else have any questions for the applicant or feedback, comments?
You purchased it with the intention of putting nightly rentals on it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Have you got other nightly rentals in Taney County?
I do not have any in Taney County.
Okay. How come you didn't look at maybe purchasing property that was already zoned for nightly rentals?
Because we wanted something different than the rest. I have owned one in Kimberling City. I don't currently own that. I sold it. But it was a standalone home. Our partner that is not here also has property across the way in Omaha. We chose to stay in Missouri. We're Missouri residents. We like that there's more regulation in Missouri to that. It allows for stricter guidelines for everybody. We have three in Springfield. They're very strict on their Airbnbs. We're used to that. We're scrutinized on a monthly basis. We have to turn in tax filings on a monthly basis. It's what we're used to. Very familiar part of the short-term rental program that meets in Branson on a yearly basis. It's because it's what we know.
Another answer to your questions, because some of the other properties we looked at as well were similar zoning that would have to require work to change them to this. So other properties that we had looked at.
But you didn't look at any properties that were already zoned for nothing.
We did a few. They just weren't big enough. The ones that were already zoned were little spots right off the road that just didn't have the infrastructure for what we want to do.
And this is touching commercial property. It's next to two gas stations. It's near Thunder Ridge, as they mentioned. There's lots of development in that direction. You know, he has a property in Blue Eye that he resides at.
We've got nightly rentals there too, and all of our neighbors are under the same impression that when their family come into town and need a place to stay, that there's availability for that, and they're well kept, well maintained, the landscape nicer than a lot of the neighbors that I have.
And in regards to the values, we have not seen that. In fact, all of our neighbors have thanked how well kept our properties are, and how we handle business.
Any other questions? Do we have enough to make a motion? And again, we'll need to make the motion in the affirmative so we can vote it up or down. If we are far enough along for that.
Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
Under the guidelines that there are right now, it's zoned agriculture, which for every 2 acres we could have a long-term rental. We believe, to answer a lot of these people's concerns, that those are the troubled properties, the long-term rentals. As far as squatters, all the people that they said were breaking into cars, drunk driving, we do not take any control over the landscape on their house, the roads, what they bring on their property, the animals that they bring. All the short-term rentals are pre-screened. There's backup solutions to everything. There's rules and guidelines to every one of those properties.
And to show that, in 3 weeks, we
just as you guys are experts, we are experts. We've been dealing with this for, I don't even know how long I've been on the Planning Commission. So a long time. So we've heard it all. We've seen it all. Again, you guys have done an awesome presentation. I just think it's you guys are trying to build a resort on A1 property. So I just don't think that's right. But again, that's my opinion. So but we at some point we got to get enough to put a vote out there to vote it up or down. And I think we've heard, again, they've done a great job explaining what they want to do.
In good faith of what we did, as she mentioned, the homeless that she complained about, we got rid of within under 21 days of owning the property.
The deal is, I go to Nature's Arena a lot, and I see the people that walk out of there. So legitimately, on a concert night that ends at midnight and the fireworks go on after that, if you guys are doing Eric, you're absolutely right. There's a market for that, but there's going to be a market for that kind of stuff. So I totally get what you're trying to do. My personal opinion, it's the wrong location. So, and I think we've heard your pitch, and again, you've done a great job, but I'm trying to get the commission here to a point of making a motion where we can vote it up or down, one way or the other. And then also, if we vote it down, there's a board of adjustments. You guys got another process to go through to try to state your case again. So now, we don't have the sheet of paper that has the reasonings behind that. Do you have that handy, or if we don't?
Well, it's not compatible with the area, so I'll make a motion to approve.
You'll make a motion to approve?
Yeah. I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in approving the motion as presented, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
And reasoning not compatible with the surrounding area is what we'd want to add to that. Is that good?
Good with me, yeah.
Okay. And again, you can get with them to find out the process for Board of Adjustments. There's a separate committee that would review that for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any old or new business?
I don't have any.
Anybody else have any old or new? None? Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Meeting adjourned.